America, America. God rest his grace on thee, America. Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. It's a pleasure to say good afternoon to you, the listeners far and wide of RBN, and I'm honored to be with a very fine roster of many guests and a great crew that puts the shows together. I give honor to those producers who help us on a daily basis and schedulers who are out there making the inquiry and enjoying the relationship of calling across this nation to beautiful people. I call them beautiful people who are energizing to write books and to inquire and do the research and find the information that is so necessary for us to survive. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and it's an honor to be with you on this beautiful spring day. We have a great guest lined up, and we'll bring that guest on shortly, and we look forward to hearing what he has to say. We have scheduled today Edgar Steele, and we'll have him online here shortly. And he has a very, very upbeat and always intellectual and a challenging comment to make on so many things. Mr. Steele is an attorney who has practiced in many different states. He also had financial background before being an attorney. He is a writer. He has books published, and he has a very interesting and on-the-target assessment of America, April 2009. Hi there, and good afternoon, Edgar.
Hello, Barbara Jean. How are you today?
I'm fine, and it's always nice to say hello to a friend, and it's always nice to know that you are out there. And I was complimenting all those who kind of are in your category, great American patriots, great thinkers, researchers, and then those who have not had a history in all of those things, who are citizens and citizen activists, who are doing their best to glean information to help us understand the America in which we live. I'm going to pass the baton to you. We do have a break in a few minutes, and then thereafter there's a larger segment. So be listening for some music, but say hello to the guests across the listeners across the nation, and I'm delighted to have you on today.
Well, thank you, Barbara Jean, and hello, listeners across the nation. I want to thank you for the kind TF, Barbara Jean, and point out that you're far too kind. What my situation is that I have an opinion on everything, even things that I know absolutely nothing about, and I have the ability to talk in such a way that I can convince you that I know what I'm talking about. Although there are a number of things that I do know what I'm talking about, and I do have that undergraduate in finance, a master's degree in accounting, and a law degree. And so, yes, I do understand the integration of a great number of things that are troubling America today. And it ain't pretty, predictably enough. Our problems are largely economic, but ultimately they're social and political. But we're really talking about the same thing because they're just different ways of looking at the same thing. We've been living beyond our means for years, and we are now being brought down.
We are being brought down as they analyze the aspect of torture. Torture for America? Anyway, when we come back, the daily news brings us so much, and we'll analyze what's in front of us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making using bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
To the listener listening to Born on the 4th of July, I recommend that you might call your friends and neighbors. We have Mr. Edgar Steele for 2 hours segment today. Very important information coming your way. He is one of the most candid guests I know of. So he's to the point. He is fearless. I would recommend that you take that moment to call your loved one and say, listen in. It will be worth your time. Back to you, Ed.
Well, I have nothing to lose. I haven't gained much of anything, and if they take it away from me, I won't have lost much. So I'm in that category of people that really is beyond being intimidated, if you want to know the truth. I mean, you could kill me, but so what? I've lived a good life. As I like to tell my wife, it wouldn't be a big loss to me anyway. So it's easy to be fearless in my situation. People who are younger, people who have vested interests, people who have jobs, they are people who really can't speak out or speak their mind, and I understand why. But they can make a difference in life, too. You may sit there listening to us today go through this and ask yourself, geez, how can I possibly do as much as Barbara Jean does? She has a radio show where this guy Steele, this lawyer, who also has a radio show and does writing. Well, anybody can make a difference. You know, if you do nothing else, you could write out a check for $5 and send it to Republic Broadcasting and support the people that are supporting Barbara Jean's show right now. At a minimum, that's something anybody can do. You can also wake up other people. So listen closely today and ask yourself how you can take what Barbara Jean and I have to say to each other and to you and import it to your life to help to make a difference in your family and with your friends without necessarily imperiling your position with your employer or with your friend by hitting people over the head with information for which they're not ready, you don't do them any favors. All you do is back them up and make them more resistant to the message. You need to be aware of where people are coming from and try to be persuasive. There are lots of ways to tell the truth. Don't say it in such a way that it makes your path hard. Always, when you get results in your life, it's always a graceful, easy way. And think in terms of that. Don't just take things the way that I say them and then say them directly out loud to your wife if she's not ready to hear it.
Good advice. Good advice. I'll think that for myself. I think we all should ponder a moment and savor what you said. We will get further. I was delighted to read the quote that you included on your latest posting by George Washington. He gave a charge to his Northern Expeditionary Force September 14, 1775. Do you have that handy to share with the listening audience? And then maybe we could talk a little bit about the exposure of the memos and just what the Obama administration intended to accomplish. And then after that, take it away wherever you'd like it to go.
Well, I do. And here, let me read it to you. And then let me give you a comment that one of my list members sent to me this morning, who is more familiar with the fundamental writing the quote is extracted from. The quote is, and it's George Washington speaking to his Northern Expeditionary Force on September 14, 1775. He said, "Should any American soldier be so base and infamous as to injure any prisoner," the word prisoner is a paraphrasing inserted here, "I do most earnestly enjoin you to bring him to such severe and exemplary punishment as the enormity of the crime may require. Should it extend to death itself, it will not be disproportional to its guilt at such a time and in such a cause. For by such conduct, they bring shame, disgrace, and ruin to themselves and their country." Now, I had a list member write this morning and tell me that that's an abbreviated quote and that he was speaking of that expeditionary force's travel through Canada and that he was specifically talking about Canadians and Indians and not necessarily the British. My response to that would be, well, I don't care. I think it applies just as well, because I can't imagine George Washington actually subscribing to any form of torture.
It was interesting when torture started to be part of the jargon coming out from television and leaders, etc. I remember speaking to a dear friend, and she was just absolutely in shock over the fact maybe the time frame of this would have been early 2000s, that torture was being discussed. And, that you know, remember our reaction at Abu Ghraib and those pictures, etc.? And who got in trouble? I think it was a sergeant and a private. Now we know that maybe Condoleezza Rice had to say, "It's okay with me." So it taints our image to a great degree. And then as it's fed out over the machine, the television, we all become familiar with the word torture.
Well, it affects our image. It affects our image domestically. It doesn't do a thing to our image internationally, because we're already perceived to be the kind of people that torture. I mean, look at what we've done in the Middle East, for heaven's sakes. Europeans, and particularly people in Arab countries, don't see that the way that Americans do. There's nothing justifiable about what we're doing in the Middle East, folks. Absolutely not one single thing. We're long past the point where anybody with two brain cells to rub together could possibly challenge 9/11 as being anything but an inside job. Arabs did not pull off 9/11. They had nothing to do with it. And certainly no Iraqis did. I mean, right at the outset, it was Saudi Arabians that were accused of making up the force that had taken over those airplanes, the force that didn't take them over, because most of those guys were found alive in various parts of the world in months to come afterwards. You know, a government that will do something like that to its own people is capable of doing anything, literally anything. Think about those pictures of people throwing themselves off the top of the World Trade Center to their certain death down below, rather than face death from the fire from within. Think about a government that would precipitate a situation where its own populace would be forced to choose between those two kinds of death. That's a government that will do anything to anybody.
And lo, how many years now? 7 or 8 coming up?
Oh, and it's not 7 or 8. You know, this began a long time ago. It's gotten worse, to be sure, and under George Bush, we really went over the edge of the earth. But, you know, under Bill Clinton, we were doing bad things to Arabs and Serbs and Croats that hadn't done a thing to us. We've been sticking our nose into other people's business for the last 50 years, and it's no surprise that we haven't won a single one of those little wars against those pugnacious little countries into whose business we've stuck our nose. And we're not going to win this one in Afghanistan. And we've obviously lost Iraq. It's been going on for a long time, Barbara Jean. You know, I take it back to when Kennedy was assassinated. Some people transport it back to Lincoln. Others take it back to the original Constitution Convention, but I see the real downfall of America having begun about 50 years ago in November of 1963, and really the mid-50s when the Supreme Court reversed itself on a number of key decisions and started rending the fabric of America socially. And we're now 3 generations beyond that, and people today, by and large, don't remember the America that existed in the mid-50s or the early 60s. I do. I've become one of the older Americans, and my day will come when I'll pass and others my age will pass, and there will be absolutely no memory of that America. But people ought to be listening to us, because we're here to tell you that this ain't your father's America that you're looking at today. This America today is very, very different. And as I said before, it's capable of anything.
Well, it's interesting that there is a discussion on waterboarding going on right now. And there is a new president in the White House. And isn't he coming up to his 100 days, his first 100 days right here shortly? And they're wondering what he's going to do about that. He has said 2 or 3 different things in regard to the memos.
Well, he keeps reacting to the public opinion polls, deciding which way. First of all, nobody was going to have to pay the price for having done that. And then he decided, well, maybe somebody ought to be prosecuted. And then he decided, well, maybe not the people that did it, but the people who decided that it was okay to do it. And then he decided that, well, maybe that's really a decision for the judiciary. Talk about flip-flop. Obama really is a politician, folks. You know, I like Barack Obama. I mean, he really is a likable guy. But he's clearly in over his head. In his entire lifetime, he never ran anything even so substantial as a McDonald's franchise. Is there any surprise that maybe he's having a little trouble with running America at its most difficult time since it was formed? Is it any surprise that he's relying upon these people that he surrounded himself with? And since they're the same people that were advising Clinton and Bush, is it any surprise that the Obama administration just doesn't look a lot different?
We'll be right back. Good questions.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt?
Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
On the 4th of July, if you would like to join the discussion, you're invited. The number is 800-313-9443. The number again, 800-313-9443. And if you have a disagreement and a different idea, you are most encouraged to join with us today. It's interesting, as you bring up, he didn't even manage a McDonald's. I would wonder how a resume so shy of actual experience would make it if you were to go for a job somewhere. By the by, you would have to have someone with more credentials than we seem to have offered up. I also have wondered if there is a feature of charm in the campaign. It seemed like there was almost a hypnotic charm as he spoke. And of course, we were so pleased to hear someone who could speak as a leader. Maybe that was his best requisite. What do you say?
Well, I think it was a stark contrast between Obama on the one side, the memory of George Bush on the other side, and the impending reality of John McCain, that angry, incompetent old man. I mean, what kind of a choice was that? The people that were the real choices, the true intellectuals, the people that could have made a difference in this office, were marginalized and pushed aside by the media. Ron Paul comes to mind. You know, if we had to have a black guy as president, there was Alan Keyes. But no, he wasn't good enough. And he would have made a good president, despite what a lot of people seem to think.
Anyway, we've got Obama, and what are his particular skills as we watch him in Mexico? And in Mexico, he was eager to bring up the concept of an international or an inter-hemispheric particular treaty in regard to gun control.
Well, that's nothing new. Everybody, including two or three Supreme Court justices, has been indicating that they want to incorporate international law into American law and essentially make American law subservient to it. After all, as George Bush pointed out, the U.S. Constitution is just a GD piece of paper, you know. I don't care for this open subservience to international law. I don't care for this mealy-mouthed approach that he's taking to some of the international leaders. I don't believe that everybody should be given the back of your hand the way that George Bush did, mind you. But you don't try to please everybody. And that's what Barack Obama does, and that's how he got elected.
Well, it might have some real ramifications for even further war if we continue to be chummy with Venezuela and Iran and so forth. Could that bring some disaster to us?
Well, I think it could. I mean, it's nice that Venezuela doesn't hate us as much as it used to. We certainly gave it good reason. And it's nice that Iran doesn't seem to hate us as much. Heaven knows we give it more reason every single day. But, you know, I got an interesting email just this morning from a list member who lives in Israel. You know, I've got a number of Jews and blacks on my list. And despite being painted with the tag of being a racist, which I really am not, even though I rail against certain groups of people that I perceive to be the font of problems in the world and America today, I do listen to rational members of the black community and the Jewish community. And this guy in Israel sent me this email saying, you know, we aren't nearly the problem that you seem to think, because there's only 6 million Jews in Israel. 6 million. I've heard that figure before for some reason. We can come back to that, though, Barter Gene. And he says, you know, there are so many Iranians, and they have such a clear ability to respond that we would be absolute morons to attack them. Israel isn't going to attack Iran and provoke World War III. We're not that stupid. We're going to bark at them. They're going to bark at us like two dogs, and then we're going to whimper home at the end of the day, and that will be that. You know, and I thought to myself, now there is the voice of reason, and it's coming to us from a Jewish mind, ensconced in the middle of Israel. And it came just an hour or so ago in my email, and I thought, gosh, it's nice to hear that kind of a perspective, and it really kind of makes sense. So it's causing me to sit back and rethink my position, because I really believe that Israel is going to attack Iran. But hearing something like that coming from downtown Israel makes me think, well, maybe they won't. And if they don't, then how does World War III start? I suppose my next best candidate then is Pakistan or North Korea. I still believe World War III is going to start, and I still think it'll be a response to U.S. provocation.
Very, very sad. U.S. provocation was what you just said. Okay. Oh, there's so much to kind of experience here with all that's going on. Where do we go next? What would you like to pick up on next? I can hear the music, I think, in the background there. So we'll go to break here, and you're listening to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. It's a beautiful day, and we're having a great time. This is a great country.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We face today an America with great potential, still great possibilities, a great country with bad leadership, consistent bad leadership. And I concur with you that maybe the assassination of Kennedy, who was trying to make some moves to alter the powerful at the time of his assassination, I think that is the juncture of the great turn to evil and evil leadership here in this country. And it behooves everyone to look at some of the ideas that he had about currency, about the CIA, and a few of his experiences that brought him to that decision, or those decisions, to alter the path that we were on. And I think we've been on that path about ever since, don't you?
Yes, I do. And Barbara Jean, you know, you made a good point before the break, and you picked it up right after the break as well. You know, don't listen to me particularly and get the idea that I think there's nothing good about America. That's not true. Don't confuse America with your government. Don't confuse the current regime astride the American, well, I can't call it a republic anymore, and I can't even call it a democracy anymore. But astride our country, don't confuse it with the people. The people still are fundamentally good. The country still is fundamentally great. We've lost our way. We're going to find it, though. Unfortunately, I think it's going to result from a breakup and a breakdown of America. when the coming troubles are over, and trust me, they've only just begun. As Lily Tomlin once observed, things are going to get much worse before they get worse. After we get out of it, though, we're going to be great again, and we'll still be the same people, but we'll have a different regime. So, don't get me wrong, I'm not negative about America. I'm negative about the people that have her firmly in the grip of their hands by the throat.
And they're kind of cinching us up a bit. I every day I wake up and I'm startled, and it just seems like, whoa. I was wondering, and it seemed like you may have posted some comment on the, I think it was April 22nd, 2009, and a ruling by the Ninth U.S. Circuit. And everybody was looking at that as a very big a win for gun owners of America. But then in that decision, it said that counties could restrict, it seemed like to me. But you're a lawyer. You can help me. What was the story on that latest ruling?
Yeah, a lot of people were reading that and saying, yeah, that is a win for gun owners. But I saw it as directly the opposite. And instead, we have the Ninth Circuit Court, which is the most politically active of the circuit courts, saying that local and state jurisdictions, governments, can ban guns if they follow a balancing of interests. Now, this is a balancing that's employed in legal jurisprudence in examining privileges, not rights. Fundamental rights are not subject to a balancing of interests. You have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as they say. Those rights are not extinguishable if you can show a compelling state interest in the balance against them. So it's only privileges that are balanceable. So the court is, first of all, assuming that it's a privilege, not a right, and then second of all, saying that state and local jurisdictions can ban the use of guns altogether. And it said that the core holding of the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in Heller a year or so ago was only that guns are inviolate in the home. So you can see where they're headed with this decision, folks. They're headed for saying that you have a right to use a gun only inside your home.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I'm going to invite Edgar to actually kind of go over that again, because you go to a lot of places and gun owners and so forth are saying, wow, this is a real achievement, and everybody's so stunned because this is a very liberal circuit court known for extraordinary decisions that usually are the wrong ones. So as that is going out over the internet and many people taking a breath and saying, oh yeah, this is good, listen carefully to what Edgar is saying. I have not found anyone else refuting the ruling. Now, this is recent, about April 21 or April 22 of this month that this ruling came down. So if you read all through it, and at the beginning, and if you're not a lawyer, you might have that other opinion. But when it says that Alameda County, which is around Oakland there in California, is allowed to ban guns at its facilities, it's creating a whole monster as far as I'm concerned. If you would just kind of go over that again in case someone's out there taking notes and wants to tell their uncle or their brother who is a NRA or a gun owner of whatever, we need to spread this message loud and clear.
Well, there are three bad things in this ruling. The worst thing by far is the court holding that whether or not a local or state jurisdiction can ban gun ownership is dependent upon a balancing of interest is the worst one. Because a balancing is employed when you're talking about privileges, not rights. So the Ninth Circuit Court has, with its ruling, transformed the Second Amendment into a privilege, folks, not a right. You don't have a right to bear arms anymore, according to the Ninth Circuit. That's the worst thing by far. The second thing that's bad is that they say that local and state jurisdictions can ban them if they want to. And then the third thing that's bad is that they say that Heller really only applies to gun ownership in the home. And where we're headed is that they're going to restrict gun ownership to only within the confines of your home. And if you think that the Ninth Circuit Court has changed its stripes, you're wrong. And if you think the Ninth Circuit Court or even the U.S. Supreme Court resolves disputes, you're wrong. These are policy-making organizations. They are not legislative bodies, except insofar as they establish policy, and then you would confuse policy with legislation. But they decide the rules they want to change each year. They tell their clerks to go find cases that best highlight those rules, and then those are the cases they agree to hear. That's how it's done. And with this case, they have clearly indicated where they intend to take us with gun ownership, and it's very restrictive, and it ain't pretty. Just wait until Obama appoints one or two Supreme Court justices.
Wally in Idaho, welcome to the show. You're on with Edgar Steele.
Thank you, Barbara Jane. Yes, Mr. Steele mentioned 9/11, and I'd just like to say that I agree with him. I know that 9/11 was an inside job, and but think of the ramifications of that. First of all, we spent trillions of dollars on, you know, this non-existent war in Afghanistan and Iraq. The whole war on terror is a fraud. Think of all the laws that have been enacted and the rights that have been taken away from American citizens. Think of all the infrastructure that has been put in place to protect us from a non-existent enemy. Think of all the departments like Homeland Security that have been put in place. And think of the fact that these people that were on the inside that caused, that were engaged in this whole 9/11 fraud, they're still in power. And next, think of the fact that, think of this, why isn't the FBI doing an investigation and finding out what really was going on when we know that 9/11 was a fraud? I mean, the evidence is simply overwhelming.
Mr. Steele.
The FBI isn't doing it because they're under the direct control of the people that perpetrated it, after all. I mean, there are good people in the FBI, and there are bad. But most people are good, and they do their job. And some of them know what's going on, and they're keeping their mouths shut because they've got pensions and income and families to protect. You know, the most significant thing that you say is the conclusion that you didn't enunciate, though. Even though they knew it was an inside job, and of course they knew it because they did it, they still did all these things like the Patriot Act et al. And its enabling legislation. Now, why did they do it? Obviously, it had nothing to do with international terrorists. Why did they feel compelled to put into place the Patriot Act, the run-up to gun confiscation? What are they afraid of that's going to happen in America that they feel they need this protection? Because obviously they have transmogrified the war on terror to a war on Americans, because they're now targeting what they call domestic terrorism, i.e. you and me. What is it they're going to do to us that they're afraid that we're going to respond to them about, just that they need to put into place these things? That's the unsettling question and the conclusion we ought to be worried about.
You know,
Any further comment? Go ahead.
Yes, I have some new info. I think it's probably new to you. There's a Frontline PBS DVD called The Torture Question. And, you know, I've seen a lot of DVDs on 9/11, so I'm pretty much familiar with everything that happened. But I got to thinking, maybe the 9/11 movement hasn't seen this particular DVD because it's called The Torture Question. And, you know, about 10 minutes into this program, there's a one-minute segment showing the destruction of the Pentagon on 9/11. Now, the strange thing about this particular video, which is different than all the other videos, is that in front of the Pentagon, there's about 100 green cans. I think there are maybe 5 gallons or 10-gallon cans. There's about 100 of these in front of the Pentagon. Now, a friend who worked in Hollywood Special Effects Department told me that these green containers are the exact same ones used to create coal, fire, and smoke for special effects in the movie industry. And, you know, this is really quite startling information. There is a famous picture of the Pentagon showing a book, I think it's probably a dictionary, that's open on a stand. And not a single page of that book has been singed, even though, you know, there's an aircraft or a missile or who knows what went through the Pentagon there and there was all this fire. There's not a page of that book that's singed. And my friend said, well, the fluid from these containers, it creates this coal fire. You know, it doesn't put out any heat or anything like that. It just puts out a lot of black smoke. Now, I was trying to read the lettering on these containers. You know, there's some large white lettering and there's some labels and things, but I couldn't quite make it out. And I thought, well, maybe an expert with special equipment could magnify and enhance the video footage so this could be made out. Or perhaps these containers could be compared with the exact same containers in Hollywood to see what the lettering says. Now, I don't know how much credibility there is to this story, but it's certainly an astonishing story. And I sent this info to a few 9/11 websites, you know, so that they could perhaps start investigating this.
The reason it is so important, and you have held very well on this issue, Mr. Steele, if that's the beginning for this century, the 21st century, and the terror, et cetera, and certainly the conversion of America into a close to a police state, if not total, how horrible, and you've said that, and I'll say it again, how horrible, and what kind of a mindset among many, a mindset to do the deed of 9/11. And if we don't have clarity on that, we're still walking around in a maze. So I applaud those who have been diligent in the 9/11 truth movement and 9/11 exposure. Mm-hmm. And thanks to the caller. And I'd like to alert the listeners there that if all goes well, and in programming, sometimes there are disappointments with events or occurrences coming up in people's lives, but I would announce that tomorrow we have on Dr. Stephen Jones with an update of their findings that are so extraordinary in the 9/11 movement, truth movement, of which he has been Galileo, I would say. Back to you, Edgar Steele.
Well, and we don't, I've been accumulating data on 9/11. Every time I get a new piece of data, like the one that the listener just brought up, I file it away in my in-basket on my computer, and I look at it the other day, and it's over 1,000 individual emails and web pages that I then email to myself, because I figure one of these days I'm going to do a complete write-up on 9/11, the way that it did about the Oklahoma City bombing. But it has gotten so overwhelming and so obvious that I don't see the need for me to add to it all. Anybody who doesn't believe that 9/11 was an inside job really has to deal with what I call the speed bump here, which is getting over the idea that our government wouldn't hurt us. And that's the thing that people need to transcend in order to accept the reality of things like Waco, Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City, 9/11, and the things that are coming down the pike at us yet. I mean, you shouldn't be so worried about those things. They're in the past. What you ought to be worried is what's going to happen next, because you might be in the middle of them. You might say, well, those things don't affect me. I wasn't related to anybody that fell off of the World Trade Center. Well, pal, you may be right in the middle of the next 9/11, and that's why you ought to be concerned about it. And you owe a responsibility to yourself, your friends, and your family to investigate it and get your thinking straight. And pick any one of these items and investigate and research it. 9/11 is the easiest by far. You can convince yourself in less than an hour by just Googling 9/11 on the Internet and reading a few sites.
I have a question on the, I'm going back to the basic right of gun ownership. Do you believe that there will be attorneys that will rise up in this nation over this latest ruling on the right to bear arms? Because so much of the rest of what we consider a right depends upon this. This to me is so chilling, and there's a chilling aspect of government every day that I go to bed and wake up. There's a new one. But on the issue that we've kind of reiterated a bit on the gun use and gun as a privilege as compared to a right, do you think there will be resistance across the nation? I can hear the break music. We'll be back in a moment.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We were talking about the new ruling. We have calls coming in. Thank Wally for calling in. And we're going to go to John in California before we go to the top of the hour. John, welcome. Hello? Are you there, John?
You hear me now?
Please, do you have a question or comment, John in California?
Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm here. I do have a comment. Thank you very much.
Go ahead.
You guys hear me? Oh, great. Thanks. I'm 37 years old, and my father was born in 1931, obviously from a different generation. And your guest noted that, you know, he's seen the 50s and knows what type of America has existed. My father had certainly driven those facts into my head about what America was and what's happening to our country. But what I wanted to comment on is that looking at my peers, my generation, I see that we don't have critical thinkers today and that most people are passive. And in fact, they do not want to engage these topics. They'd rather watch sports or entertainment. And I think the elite, on a global perspective, have obviously have met their objective by getting this rendered result, particularly with the future generations, by programming them. And I've listened to other radio hosts on the RBN network, such as Alan Watt and many others on the Internet, digging for information. But clearly, I just wanted to emphasize that I don't see my fellow Americans using critical investigation to find out the truth. They just don't care, not until they start feeling the pain. And I don't think Americans are feeling the pain yet. And I'm quite concerned.
Thank you for your comment. Any further comment, Ed, and other callers? We'll take your calls as well. Stay with us over the top of the hour. We'll go to break shortly. So,
Yeah, I got a couple of good comments, and I'm going to start with John. I disagree with him, and I submit as Exhibit A, John. Now, there's a guy in the current generation that obviously is a critical thinker and capable of doing investigation. And I know other young fellows his age, and even younger, who are just like them. And I've always got my eyes out for guys like that, and I take a particular interest in them because I know that tomorrow's leaders will come from their ranks. My generation screwed up America. I apologize to you for that. I didn't do it personally, but it was my compatriots, the people born during my time, that did do it. And it's your generation that's going to fix it. And the one thing that you need to fix it with is the one thing that we gave to you. We passed along the same DNA that we got from our parents, the DNA that ran through the bodies of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Thomas Paine, and the other founding fathers. You've got it. You have the ability to think critically. You have the ability to be outraged. And when the time comes, your ranks will increase remarkably, and you will do us proud. Of that, I have no doubt. And you are our future, and you will redeem us.
Thank you very much. That's a positive tone. And we need that. We need your strength. And certainly the age, your age group will bear this load. And I guess I, along with you, Edgar, am so saddened by the generation that passes this on. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go away. We'll go to break to the top and be right back with Born on the 4th of July.
With recent internet